This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ken Kronhaus with yet another episodic adventure into the deepest, darkest parts of your health and well-being. Good day. Health is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to welcome in my pal, Dr. Ken, who runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. He every week studies all of the things that come in the medical journals. He needs to know, because of his own practice as a cardiologist, but he also needs to know, and he finds out things that are very helpful to you. So as we look at all of the various things you studied this week, I find the intrigue, because I'm a dairy guy, and I like milk, like ice cream, I like good stuff. So it looks to me like you have some good news for those of us who like milk, Ken.
I sure do. This comes out of the medical journal Lancet. This week you're going to like the medical publications.
Yes,
the studies. People who consume 3 servings of milk daily, Doug, in this study, have lower rates of cardiovascular disease and mortality than those consuming lower dairy levels. And the other amazingly good news out of this study, unexpected, was that the study found that people who consume less than a half serving of whole fat dairy per day, as you talk about, have higher rates of mortality and cardiovascular disease than those who had 3 servings. So the conclusion is that full fat dairy may not be so bad. We've been telling people avoid it entirely. I'm not yet telling people to totally substitute full fat dairy for low fat dairy, but you may be able to have some without being too overly concerned about your cardiovascular health. That's the take-home message from the Lancet Journal, which is an extremely well-respected medical journal.
Well, here's the what I hear more and more. You know how I say science continually disproves itself. And the work that, you know, you talk about things that you hear. 1 week vitamin C is good for you, next week vitamin C is not good for you, depending on who's doing the study, who pays for it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what I have found being pretty consistent now is the focus on the different kinds of fats that we consume. And the fats in dairy are good for you, where some fats, like the oils that you cook food in, some of the
unsaturated, and the fats that we find in fish.
Right.
The
fats we find in fish are good for you.
Omega-3s. 5 types.
Yeah. Well, the omega-3s are the best. Those are the ones you're looking for, right? Omega-3s.
I'll put the omega, just not to get into the weeds here right now, I'll just call them all the omegas, and then there are subtypes, not to make it too complicated. But the key is that everybody agrees that trans fats are bad, those you want to stay away from. But where the little bit of controversy is the saturated fats. The saturated fat is found in dairy, Doug. And this is why intuitively doctors have been saying stay away from it. But intuition, I've been telling you, this is not always predictive in medicine. And that's the surprising finding of this study in Lancet, is that a little bit of saturated fat may be okay.
Yeah. All right. Ice cream, you scream.
Exactly.
We all scream.
Exactly.
Or ice cream, especially the kind that I have on my farm.
The regular type.
16% butterfat. Yum. Very good for you. All right. It puts a smile on your face. It's good for your head. No matter what else it does for you. Okay. Let's keep in the food department for a minute with a focus. Now, if you have milk and dairy consumption, some people say you're not a true vegetarian if you consume any milk or dairy products. So I wonder if that's really true. I think there are all kinds of definitions of being or becoming a vegetarian. So how do we, in looking at this study about colon cancer risk, how do we define vegetarianism, Ken?
Exactly. You got right to it. Excellent, Doug.
And thank you, Ken.
this study, JAMA Internal Medicine this week, talks about how going vegetarian may lower colon cancer risk. And in that study, they were defining it essentially by taking away all the meat. And then dairy was okay. It was really getting rid of the meats. And what we know is that regular colonoscopies, which are now unbelievably suggested to start at age 45 for those with an average risk of colorectal cancer, can help prevent the disease by finding and removing precancerous growths. But the news this week is that eating vegetarian may lower colon cancer risk by 19% and rectal cancer by 29% compared to non-vegetarians. And I'm not advocating everybody suddenly become a vegetarian, because I think most cardiologists would agree that the Mediterranean diet or the vegetarian diet are both equally healthy for cardiovascular disease, for heart attack reduction, for stroke risk reduction. And I personally eat the Mediterranean diet. And you have to figure out for yourself which works for you, because you can't be tortured your whole life just trying to lower the risk. I, for myself...
Well, you ruin your life. You know, it's not worth it to ruin your life if all you think about is what you eat. And I better not eat that, I'll get a kidney stone. Or
exactly.
Better not eat that, I'll get fat. Or better not eat that because it'll add 6 minutes to my life or whatever the hell it
that
is.
That stress is offsets any benefit. Exactly.
Yeah, right.
So you have to find and individualize it, which diet of these two work best for you. But here's the big but in this study, is that if you're from a family genetically where it is extremely high risk of getting colon cancer, you may then want to think about adding to everything you're doing to prevent any colon cancer the vegetarian diet. So I think that's the message out of this study. For those who have the gene gifts of extremely high risk of colon cancer, think about the vegetarian diet.
All right, let's see. One other item that has to do with what we're eating, actually a couple here. One of them has to do with whole grain foods. And again, you said I'd be happy with the news that is here. This is something that's very good news for people who may have eaten too much ice cream.
Journal of Nutrition. This week, each serving of whole grain foods per day, Doug, is linked to as much as an 11% drop in the risk of type 2 diabetes. This is the type of diabetes that usually develops as an adult. You do make insulin, and usually you're obese, and you're just not on the right diet, getting enough exercise. In women, only wheat and oats seem to reduce the risk of diabetes, but for men, all whole grains, wheat, rye, and oats, were linked to a lower risk of the blood sugar disorder.
Really? All right. So whole grain foods are good to prevent. So what happens if you have type 2 diabetes? Does this help to keep it in check, help to eliminate it? Can
Absolutely.
We use that? Can we extend this one more step here?
Absolutely. You want to stay out of the bakery. You want to stay away from white flour. Mm-hmm. And you want to stay on a diet that will get you down to ideal body weight. Add the whole grains. Look on the label for the word whole. And then after the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program. And most people can take care of it if you have to. Sometimes you need medications. Metformin commonly is used. There's some newer drugs for this. But diet and exercise is the cornerstone of taking care of this and preventing it.
Mm-hmm. And that wouldn't be said for the other form of diabetes. That's a whole different can of worms.
Type 1
right?
is the body just doesn't make insulin, and there you need insulin.
Right. All right, so there you go. Some advice. One more bit of advice when it comes to food in just a moment here. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus to help you out. 16 past the hour. Here's a help for the people who are not getting a good night's rest. We talk about... people is now, he's going to talk about my pillow again. No, actually, I'm not. The benefits of using Calitrin, also, one of the benefits is to help you get a really good night's rest. You take Calitrin at bedtime, and you go right to sleep. In the first 90 minutes of your sleep, Ken will tell you what your body is doing. It goes through rejuvenation and repair and regrowth. Calitrin works with your body's natural repair and regrowth system to support and strengthen lean muscle tissue. Strong, lean muscle assists the body in burning fats and sugars much more effectively, resulting in the weight loss. So basically, the Calitrin, which has as its main ingredient collagen, the protein from which muscle is made, you exercise, you build up the muscle, it pushes out the fat, and it burns it. Fat burns a lot more easily than muscle, thus the loss of weight. Or you use Calitrin to maintain your weight. There are no adverse effects whatsoever. It's an amazingly helpful, I guess it's a stimulation in a manner of speaking, but no matter how you want to bracket this, the problem of having too much weight and the way to get rid of it, this has been clinically studied for 30 years. Calitrin comes out number one as the healthiest choice for weight loss. Will it be the fastest way for you to lose the weight? Absolutely not. Will it be the safest way for you to lose the weight? Absolutely yes. So, take this method provenly, effectively proven to maintain weight, get rid of the weight. It's a very simple thing to figure out. And so I want you to try it. You'll lose the weight. You'll be happy. Toploss.com is the website. Toploss.com. Special 10% deal. Use the code DJV. Get 10% off whatever you buy. And when you buy more than three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Okay, check that box for DJV when you're ordering Calitrin at toploss.com. Can't get it in the stores. You can call for a consultation, too, if you want to get more info. 833-TOPLOSS or online at toploss.com for the special deal as a DJV listener.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
All right, so Dr. Ken is big on the flu and flu shots. What do we expect for this flu season, Ken?
Doug, more than 700,000 people were hospitalized with the flu during the 2017-2018 season. So the CDC this week recommended that we all get our flu shot by the end of October before flu starts spreading. Usually we recommend between Halloween and Thanksgiving, this week a little earlier.
All right, so get the flu shot if you, I think building up your immune system, Ken and I argue about this all the time, but I'm not a doctor, he is, so you may take his advice, whatever. Make sure, the bottom line is you've got a strong immune system before we get into the cold and flu season. 21 after the hour.
Okay. Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Dr. Doug and Dr. Ken on Good Day Health, the Good Day Health Show podcast, which you can get every week for both Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find these podcasts. The current one, all of them are archived. The current Ken Kronhaus podcast focuses on cholesterol and how Ken describes the problem, or maybe the lack of a problem, as we discuss the latest breakthrough, soon to be available, inoculation that will control cholesterol. That's one of the things we talk about on the current podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Also news about the relationship between gout and sleep apnea. There's always a lot of stuff there for you to take in. You want to get a rundown, check it out at GoodDayHealthShow.com. We are going through much of the medical information that's come out this week that Ken has studied. We've talked a lot about foods and stuff. There's one story, and what we're going to do is go through these healthful nuts. There are six of them, the best nuts you can eat. All right, doctor, here we go.
Doug, nuts are a good source of healthful fats, fiber, and are among the best sorts of plant-based protein, a great source of plant-based proteins. Here are the six most healthful nuts, and I'll start with the last one in order of protein content and work to the first one, which has the highest protein content.
Number six,
hazelnuts.
Number five,
walnuts.
Number four,
cashews.
Number three,
pistachios.
Number two,
almonds.
Number one,
the highest protein content of all the nuts is peanuts.
Really? Good. I mix peanuts and cashews together. And that's what I eat for my snack 3-4 times a day.
Yeah. My healthy addiction.
There you go. All right, there it is.
And you can't eat too many. Nuts are very high in calories, and salted nuts can quickly exceed daily sodium limits. You want to eat it raw and dry roasted. These are the most healthy ways. Anyone having an allergic reaction, such as swelling or itching in the throat or face, should stop eating nuts and get urgent medical care.
That means you're allergic, folks. I happen to mix the raw cashews with the cooked cashews with the roasted ones. With I have three different blends, both for peanuts and for cashews. One of them is a bag of salted and roasted. One of them is raw. And one of them is roasted without the salt. So you get a little bit of salt mixing in with all of them. And I find the tastiest of all are the raw cashews.
Absolutely. And add some vanilla ice cream to that.
No!
Wonderful. It's an addiction.
Heaven, here we come. All right, so that's that story. This whole business about vaping. And what happens with people who get onto this, get hooked on it? I don't think there's a week in the last 3-4 months we haven't had something to update that. What's the latest this week?
It's hard for me to understand the people who are so much against cigarette smoking, but then go and vape and think it's fine. This comes out of Tobacco Control Journal this week, Doug. Nicotine and other chemicals exhaled by e-cigarette smokers can move through air vents, leaving residue on surfaces in other locations. In this new study, in a California mall, researchers tracked e-cigarette chemicals from a vape shop and found the residue in a business next door.
Wow. Talk about secondhand smoke. Good God. Goes between the walls? Woo! That's what's it doing to your lungs there, boys and girls?
Absolutely.
If it can go through walls, it's like Superman with X-ray vision. The vapors have X-ray smoke.
Right through the air vents.
Right through the air vents. All right, so this is dumb. Don't be doing that. That's, I suppose we could have the debate about marijuana, too. Same way in a manner of speaking. This is bad stuff. So food for thought, 28 after on Good Day Health.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Lightning can spark a fire in seconds. So today, I'll show you how to protect your belongings by covering them in a fireproof blanket fort. All you need is a hammer, nails, and 700 fireproof blankets. Upon completion, you'll notice your apartment isn't just fireproof, it's also extremely cozy.
You could try to protect your valuables with a fireproof blanket fort, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Tom, and I'll be your server tonight. Just to let you in on some of the specials that we currently have, first is a wild-caught heart disease served on top of a bed of onset diabetes with an arthritis dressing. Second, we have our chef special. It is a sautéed obesity served two ways with a side of gastrointestinal issues. Anyway, can I go ahead and get you guys started with some drinks?
I don't think we're hungry anymore. Thanks, though. At Calitrin, we don't believe in drugs or stimulants, but rather products that are powerful and connect us to the natural world. That's why Calitrin is 100% all natural and the number one choice for healthy weight loss for over 20 years.
Hi, I'm Danny, and I'd like to say that I lost 8 pounds while I'm on Calitrin.
My name is Linda, and I've been on Calitrin now for about a year, and I've lost 48 pounds, and it's helped my arthritis, so I really recommend Calitrin.
Visit us at TopLoss.com or call 1-833.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Florence is moving slow and dropping tons of rain on the Carolinas. There's now major flooding and catastrophic property damage. WNCN TV reporter Colleen Quickly.
We were speaking with some of the firefighters who work here in New Bern and said if they didn't have all of this help, they don't know what they would have done because the calls just kept on coming. You know, so many people we've spoken with said it's flooded here before, but no one has ever seen anything like what they saw with Tropical Storm Florence.
Meteorologist John Cancelosi.
So right now we have a tropical storm warning up for Florence. For a good portion of the North and South Carolina coastline, it almost covers nearly the entire coast of the two states.
About 1 million customers in the Carolinas are without power. So far, 5 people have died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
After the hour now, time for more information, helpful as can be, from Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken has a clinic, cardiological clinic, a heart clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida, called Lake Cardiology, right in the center of town. Pleasantville, I refer to it from time to time. But those of you who are in the southeast, those of you in that area, because we're heard right in that area, metropolitan Orlando area, you know, people coming to see Ken from Tampa, down south, Boca. But in my circumstance, what I tell the people, do what I do. When I want really answers to questions that I have, I go see Ken. Doesn't make any difference where you are. You go there and you get the kind of treatment that you remember having from a doctor when you were a kid. That's kind of what this is all about. You can make the appointment by calling 352-735-1400 to Lake Cardiology. That's right, Dr. Ken, available for time as you need it, 352-735-1400. Now, a couple of more things that are in the medical journals and medical news this week, one of them having to do with how good exercise is when it comes to people who are concerned about Alzheimer's. Now, this is a study not done on humans, though, Ken, so we have that old the rats and mouse thing. How closely related is that to human experience?
Well, I rarely discuss non-human studies on this show. You know that.
Right.
So when I bring one up, it's only of extreme major interest and curiosity. This was published this week in the medical journal Science, and all basic scientists, their big goal in life is either to get a publication in Science or Nature. Those are really the journals of hot news, incredibly important breakthroughs in science. And this was published this week in the medical journal Science, that there are, it may just be another reason to work out. Hopefully in the future this pans out in humans. But there are plenty of reasons that we know to work out already proven in humans, but there may be another. In this study, exercise promotes the growth of new brain cells that improve thinking in mice with a form of Alzheimer's disease. So this is incredibly fascinating, and maybe there is some hope. And in the future, this will be done in humans, but not yet, and hopefully it pans out.
How do you find a mouse with Alzheimer's?
Well, you know, they have ways.
Where to go get the cheese? Where they?
Well, you know, they have ways of genetically altering the brain so that it has the same problems.
It's called cruelty to animals.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it's a study and needs to be done, I suppose. But people who like rats and mice don't like it.
Correct.
I don't really care much for either of them, so I'm not too upset about it, but it's really interesting to see how it replicates the human brain in this circumstance. But exercise is good. I mean, come on. You've got to be adult not to figure that exercise is good for you in any number of ways, and oh, so many ways. This is just another example.
Where the animal model of this problem, Alzheimer's, will also help is it's so hard now to actually treat pharmacologically Alzheimer's, and in order to learn how to treat, to do the research, you need models like this. So I'm not advocating ever cruelty to animals, but we're never going to advance our knowledge of treating Alzheimer's disease without an animal model.
Folks, common sense. Exercise is good for your body, gets blood everywhere. Your brain, more than anything else in your body, maybe even including your heart. There are a lot of people that think the heart has a brain of its own. You got to get the blood into your brain. If you don't have blood, your arteries are hardening up. That's what causes these problems, Alzheimer's. There are a lot of things that you get into your brain, things that you eat, some of the metals and stuff that are not good. But come on, who doesn't think alcohol, good deck. Who doesn't think exercise is good for any number of problems? Let's make sure we underscore exercise, exercise, exercise. And that falls into the space of me talking about, well, Ken's exercise program is vividly demonstrative of what happens when you set a goal and you stay with it and you lose weight and you gain muscle. That's what I've done all of my life. Ken's done a better job of focusing on it in the last 3 or 4 years than I have, and his body shows that. And so when you get to this age, so he's never going to have Alzheimer's. He's never going to have a lot of the other problems that people have because they don't exercise, because Ken's at it. He gets it. And so I just wanted to add on to that. You know, a lot of times these various Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, they're all put into the same disorder category because they are disorders of the brain brought about by different things. Well, Alzheimer's leads to dementia, or is it the other way around? I never can remember. Dementia leads to Alzheimer's? Which is the first track here?
Dementia is the big bag, and then Alzheimer's is one type.
Okay. So Parkinson's is another malady, disorder of the brain as you get older, that happens sometimes as a result. A lot of football players are getting this, or people who get hit in a lot of concussions and stuff. And I tell the story from time to time about my late friend Jack Anderson, who was popped over the head with a pipe and never was the same. He was mugged. He died of Parkinson's. So anyway, there are a lot of people over the years, a lot of doctors who have been frustrated because there hasn't been, as you just said, there's no real drug to cure you of Alzheimer's, and there's no real drug to cure you of Parkinson's. There was earlier this year a reexamination of this drug that's become, I guess, more popular. Is it Nuplazid? Is that how you pronounce it? N-U-P-L-A-Z-I-D?
Yes.
Yeah. The only drug that's approved to treat hallucinations and delusions associated with Parkinson's. Because that's what gets you. But
we're a lot further ahead in treating Parkinson's, which is a movement disorder, because the chemical activity, the neurochemicals, are just deplete in one specific area of the brain. And we're really pretty far advanced in treating the movement issues, but there is, for some people who have Parkinson's, psychosis that's associated with it, and that's what you're talking about, this specific drug that's used for the psychosis part. And there was was concern earlier in the spring that there may actually be an increased death rate because of that drug. The FDA looked at the whole thing and decided that they were not going to raise more concerns about the drug and felt that the safety issues are where they are and just kept things as is.
There are a lot of drugs being advertised on television, newspapers, radio, and they all say, consult your doctor to see if this drug is right for you. And that probably is the first thing they should say instead of the last thing that they say. Once they've explained what the drug may treat or may help, I think you take it up with your doctor. It's very interesting how those ads work, because there's been, this year especially, hundreds of millions of dollars spent on these ads.
I think before you put any pill, tablet, potion in your mouth, it's a good idea to run it by the doctor, because these things interact with other things you're taking, diets you're on, and the people who are doing the research are not studying them on people like yourself. Medicine needs to be individualized.
Yeah, you got to know the chemical reactions in your body for the things that you're taking. That may not be the case with the Life Change Tea that deals with, if you've been diagnosed, for example, with irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, you suffer from gas, belching, bloating, cramps, abdominal distension, diarrhea, constipation. Good God, this could go on forever here. All the manifestations of not having a clean colon and stomach. GAPS practitioners far and wide tell you got to have a clean, healthy gut or your body will not be healthy and you'll get sick. All disease starts in the gut, so it makes good sense to clean it out. And do it daily with Life Change Tea. Cleanse for the toxins in your body, your colon. If you have not had one of those, what do they call it? Colonoscopy, right, Ken? Yeah.
Colonoscopy.
Yeah. And you have one and it shows you got a lot of glunk in there. You better get on Life Change Tea because it will change your life. Life Change Tea. Drink a cup every day like I do. You'll find it at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
This report is brought to you by U.S. World Meds and Salix. Every day, more than 115 Americans die after overdosing on opioids. One of the most powerful factors driving opioid dependence and addictive behaviors is opioid withdrawal. In fact, in a survey of people with chronic pain, 57% of patients reported avoidance of withdrawal as the primary reason for continued use of prescription opioids. Dr. Dinesh Alam, Medical Director, Northwestern Medicine.
Opioids killed more people in 2016 than car crashes, guns, and breast cancer. According to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, approximately 11.5 million people misused opioids, including prescription opioids. Opioid withdrawal is an often overlooked medical challenge, and ineffective management of symptoms can drive people to abandon their treatment. I'm excited that there is now a new treatment option available to help manage opioid withdrawal symptoms.
For more, visit opioidwithdrawalsyndrome.com. This report is brought to you by U.S. World Meds and Salix. Every day, more than 115 Americans die after overdosing on opioids. One of the most powerful factors driving opioid dependence and addictive behaviors is opioid withdrawal. In fact, in a survey of people with chronic pain, 57% of patients reported avoidance of withdrawal as the primary reason for continued use of prescription opioids. Dr. Dinesh Alam, Medical Director, Northwestern Medicine.
Opioids killed more people in 2016 than car crashes, guns, and breast cancer. According to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, approximately 11.5 million people misused opioids, including prescription opioids. Opioid withdrawal is an often overlooked medical challenge, and ineffective management of symptoms can drive people to abandon their treatment. I'm excited that there is now a new treatment option available to help manage opioid withdrawal symptoms.
For more, visit opioidwithdrawalsyndrome.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive. It's not available in drugstores. Palate Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
On the Good Day Health Show, some information that may or may not surprise you about surgeons and surgical operations. This is something, when I saw this first, I thought to myself, my God, how do these people make these kind of mistakes? But then you hear all kinds of stories about, you know, operations on legs, they take off the wrong leg or some other thing. Mistakes that result from a lot of things, not necessarily surgeon fatigue, but the stress arising from having to work in an emergency room, complications discovered on the operating table, this sort of thing. But there are a lot of things that happen more often to patients in general. For example, if you're a fat patient, a lot of things get left in your body if you have an operation. Tools get left in 1,500 patients a year, according to a study done by Mass General Hospital. And if you're fat, that increases the chances that doctors will lose equipment inside of your body. Good God. Experts agree the number of mistakes is small compared to the 28 million operations a year here in our country, but no one in any role would be saying to you with any degree of credibility that it's acceptable. The study was done by researchers actually at a couple of different Boston hospitals, checking insurance records from 800,000 operations. They counted 61 forgotten pieces of surgical equipment in 54 patients. And as I said, if you're fat, more likely the tools are left in you because they lose them in the fat. That sounds kind of gross and a little silly, but that's the story, at least on this study. So I guess another reason to lose weight and stay healthy. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so let's get to one more issue, one more item here, Ken, if we can, in this part of the program. And that's a study that focuses on women and the psychological and physical impact of the sexual violence problems that seem to be, the numbers of them seem to be increasing.
All right, very important. Let's do a little good in the world here. This comes out of the frontiers in neuroscience this week, Doug. The World Health Organization reports that 30% of women around the world experience physical or sexual assault in their lifetime. The news this week is that sexual assault leaves many women with permanent, unforgettable, haunting memories. So, guys, we need to remember that the memories of sexual assault for a woman remain intense and vivid, and even the researchers in this study, they were surprised to find that this was true even if a woman did not suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD.
All right. So this is where there's a, I don't want to say collision, but a combination of dealing with mental health and physical health. And this is something, in my estimation, Ken, that ought to be much more prevalent in public health today. Mixing the disciplines, because in my mind, spirit, mind, body, it goes that way. The spirit helps to tone the mind. The mind controls the body. What you think, no matter what it is, whether it's a physical or it's an abstract thought, impacts your body and your physical health. And so women who have had these horrible experiences are going to have the stress from them. That has an impact on how they eat, what they eat, you know, all of the facets of life that equal health. I can see this clearly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we have to nibble down that 30% as quickly as we can.
How?
And then we have to, how?
Yeah.
I I think just education, talking about it, openly acknowledging it, and discussing it, and working on preventing it. And then when it happens, just being sensitive and aware that, as you described, this will affect women usually for the rest of their life in so many facets. We have to be sensitive about it.
Yep. And you know what? We all know somebody in our family,
correct,
our circle of friends, people that we work with, whether you know it or you don't know it, you do know somebody who's had this experience. My sister had it, and I never knew it until she told me a couple of years ago.
30%.
So it's there. Yep, it's there, there, there. All right, good work there, Ken, as we continue to think about your personal health and well-being on the Good Day Health Show at 10 before the hour.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
One of my favorite human beings is a doctor named Kenneth Q. Cronhaus. I never quite understood what the Q stood for. He's going to laugh and tell me it's not really the Q, because Ken's sense of humor is a little different than mine.
Does a D look like a Q?
Well, a D. Oh, I know. Your middle name is Dudley. Why didn't I know that?
Almost.
Kenneth Dudley. It's not Douglas, is it? It's not Douglas.
No.
Kenneth.
David.
Yes.
There you go.
All right. K.D. Well, I like this better. Dr. K.D. Cronhaus. I think that should be on your shingle instead of Kenneth Cronhaus.
We'll have a vote. We'll have a committee meeting.
Right. Well, I'll meet with the people on your staff next time I'm down there, see if we can't have a little rebellion. Meanwhile, our job here is to continue the focus that Ken always has on medical news and his analysis of a lot of these studies that have been done, a lot of the information that's on some of these sites that nobody in their right mind could understand because it's doctor speak. A couple of drug-related important stories. For example, the Food and Drug Administration has approved a combination drug for opioid dependence. So is this just one, you know, okay, so we have baddies, the opioids are bad now, we'll come up with another drug that makes, we can still sell, and we can make it look better. Is that, what is this, Ken?
Well, it's a little bit more hope than that. The FDA this week approved the drug Casipa. It's a combination of two drugs to treat opioid dependence. The only issue is that these individual drugs, these two separate drugs, had already been approved for the same indication. But this is some benefit with counseling and psychosocial support with this drug. I think we have a good, pretty good therapy for opioid dependence.
Really? Would you prescribe it? If somebody came to you, one of your patients at your clinic, Lake Cardiology down in Florida, came to you and you knew, even though this is not your specialty, but you can tell, Doc, I got a problem. What can I do? What do you say to that person?
It's actually a unique class of drugs that's just approved for people who are in this specialty of opioid dependence. So this would not be a drug that cardiologists would prescribe.
You know, that's a very, and I never thought about that, but as you started to answer, I'm thinking to myself, is there a restriction on people who have specialties on what they can prescribe?
On a few rare drugs. There's there's a couple of drugs that only cardiologists prescribe. It's getting to be a more common issue, but there's still very few drugs that fit that issue.
When you say issue, well, what do you use as a
drugs
definition?
Drugs that are not approved for all doctors to prescribe.
Uh-huh. Very interesting. Has that been as a result of abuse by some doctors of prescribing the wrong drugs or too many of the same drugs?
I think that the drugs are getting a lot more complex and, you know, doctors just don't get the education experience to prescribe them, and that's
How do you learn? Do the people bring you, they produce the drugs, information on them? Do you read journals like
all
this? Do you
above.
Go to school? Where
all
do you get the info?
All of the above. Yeah. And when you're not in school getting trained and seeing this 24/7, you don't get the same exposure. And most of the drugs you can easily pick up by, you know, reading and maybe staying at a Holiday Inn. But but some of these drugs are very, very challenging. And really, that's the current thinking, that they shouldn't be prescribed by all doctors. A couple of heart drugs are like that, and it's probably a good idea.
All right. So in other drug news, use of Xanax and Valium is a risk. I don't know if this is brain surgery, but it's interesting that they're put together here and focused on long-term usage by people who are older.
Exactly. This is a combination of drugs that makes up Valium, Xanax, Ativan, Halcyon, and Clonopin. This is out of the JAMA Internal Medicine this week, that one in four seniors are prescribed benzodiazepine drugs. That's this group. They're used for at least a year, raising the risk for falls, car crashes, and long-term dependency. When older people use these drugs to calm anxiety, to help them sleep, they run a high risk of becoming drug dependent. This group should not be used long term unless it's being prescribed by a specialist in this area, and use it with caution.
All right, Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug, I got a question for you. How do you whiten your teeth and do it safely and quickly? You call 800-208-1797. That's the answer to order Power Swabs. Power Swabs are certainly cheaper than visiting the dentist and spending $1,000 to clean your teeth, whiten your teeth. Power Swabs done in your own home. 5 minutes and you get your teeth two shades whiter. It's clinically proven to whiten the teeth. It doesn't etch it away. It just gets rid of the stain. It's all natural, only available at 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, half price. Mention DJV while calling 800-208-1797.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.